I'm AJ Stark-Ordish, chaplain at Wellington College and Wellington College Prep, and I curate the Global Assembly for the Wellington College family of schools. This Global Assembly is a first, but as Wellington College's purpose is about pioneering education, we like firsts at Wellington. It is the first Global Assembly to be led by students, and who better to do this than the heads of college here in Crowthorne, Emily and Harry. Emily is a student in the Anglesey studying the IB Diploma programme. Her higher level subjects are maths, history and chemistry. Emily says her favourite thing about being head of college is having the privilege to listen to and represent student voice and get involved in organising whole college community events. She is planning to study history next year, hopefully at Edinburgh University. Harry is in the Stanley studying A-levels in math, physics and geography. Harry says his favourite thing about Wellington College is the opportunity and space to explore so many different activities and passions. Harry's passion is engineering, but he loves that in an afternoon he can go from working on the college green power racing car to rehearsing with the big band. Two things that really couldn't be more different. He says he has loved that as head of college this year, he's had the opportunity to make positive change that can better the day-to-day life of members of our community, be they big ones or small iterative ones. As a representative of student voice, he says, it's really encouraging to feel like what we have to say is listened to and valued by the college's key decision makers, whether that be in weekly meetings with Mr. Dahl and Mrs. Henderson, the EDI advisory group, or in discussions with the governors. Next year, he is hoping to go on to Durham University to study general engineering. Wellington College's purpose statement is pioneering education to serve and help shape a better world. And Emily and Harry want to tell you why service is important to us.
Hello, I'm Harry.
And I'm Emily.
And we are the heads of college here in Crowthorne. Today we wanted to come on the podcast to talk a bit about why we think service and charity is so important and such a key part of the Wellington experience. And also tell you a bit about what we've been doing here in Crowthorne this year.
Yeah, service has been a key part of our vision of One School this year. In fact, it has formed one of the three pillars on which it's made up of. These pillars are social, leadership and service, all of which are things which we think make up the foundation of what Willy Life is about. We chose service since this year as heads of college, we wanted to further the already amazing impact that Wellington has on our local community and beyond.
Yeah, and I think on a more personal level as well, service is something that's been very important to me and I'm sure you as well for a long time. I think during COVID is really where my journey of service started. It was back when the pandemic first broke out and I remember seeing on the news a lot about PPE shortages in hospitals. And as someone who all throughout sort of my life really has been very interested in engineering and making things. I was lucky enough to have at my school learned how to use a 3D printer and computer design software. And so seeing this shortage, I went and made face shields and distributed them to sort of hospitals and local key workers. And so I'd say that's really where I started with service. And I've loved at Wellington as well through the Global Citizenship Programme and other activities. I've been able to massively grow this. And so like Carl Warden is, I think a lot of the houses of partnerships, I'm sure your house, Anglesey, has one too. Yeah. But in Stanley, we're partnered with a local school called Carl Warden for children with complex learning needs. And so we've gone and done music classes and other sessions with them, which I've loved and have been, I'd say, a huge part of my Wellington experience, really.
Yeah, I think that's a really lovely part about services, connecting with the local community. And especially that's what we do here at Wellington in Crowthorne. So within Anglesey, which is the house I'm in, we have close ties with an old people's home in Crowthorne. And at Christmas time, we get all of the names of the people who live there and we write them all Christmas cards to each individual person. And we also go and sing carols to them at Christmas time as well. And we get really positive feedback from them about this. And it's really nice to receive the positive feedback and know that such a small act of simply writing a Christmas card can make such a difference in someone's life, especially someone who may not have family members coming to see them at Christmas. It's just really nice that they feel less alone and cared about, even if it is just such a small act as a Christmas card. I think it's just really nice. These acts of service can really be so small but make such a big difference to someone's life.
Yeah, I think everyone sort of feels, everyone here definitely feels like they see service as an important thing. And I think it's very ingrained in the school culture, the importance of service. And on a school-wide level, over the last few years, we've had loads of service initiatives, whether they be from houses coming together and doing something or individuals. I think really one of the flagship examples of this was a few years ago when the Picton boys set up a charity called the CPT. And this, it stands for Cerebral Palsy Trust, and it aims to better the lives of children with cerebral palsy through funding a surgery called selective dorsal rhizotomy. And they've raised just, I mean, I think it was 10, about 10 of them in house who started it, as well as the entire house, about 60. And just starting from there for the last 5 years, it's really grown and they've raised over £200,000, I think. And it's things like that, which is really encouraging to see how committed everyone here is to service.
Yeah, and I think especially with that, it's like one thing about raising the money, which is really amazing and obviously makes such a big difference to these children's lives. But it's also about raising awareness, I think. And like, for example, some boys in our year group from the Picton did, I think it was 60 kilometres. I'm not sure if that's true. It was a really far walk in one day. And they raised loads of money, but they also raised loads of awareness for the charity. And I think that's also a really important part of service. Mm-hmm. So specifically, like in our prefect team this year, there are a few like college-wide initiatives that we've been doing to, again, further service within our community. Something that we started with at the start of the year was we had a non-uniform day where everyone wears red. And that's for raising money for Show Racism the Red Card, which is an organisation which helps to combat racism within our society. And again, that was another example of where the money was important, but also just raising awareness around issues like racism was, yeah, really another important part of that whole initiative.
Mm. Yeah, and I think non-uniform days is something we do a lot to support charities. So more recently, we had Comic Relief as well, where we all donate £2 to dress up and support the charity. And some of the outfits are definitely quite interesting. Yeah. We have football teams. I think you dress up as crayons. That was great. And I think it's lovely, and it's really something that's great about services. Not only are you supporting the charity, but also it is definitely a staple of the school year, all getting dressed up and having fun. That is a great example of how it's such a two-way street of how service is beneficial. And I think a highlight of a big thing we've done this year as well was our Prefect Free Peaks Challenge. This was where we took all the prefects, we got on the bus and we went up to Yorkshire and we did the Yorkshire Free Peaks Challenge, climbing the three highest mountains up there. And it was, I think it was 42 kilometres 12 hours, just over. That was a challenge. And it was really tough, but actually it was really lovely. And it was, I think, reflecting almost the end of our time now, it was, I'd say, probably a highlight of our year. Mm-hmm. You'd agree?
Yeah. So I think as like a prefect team and just as a schoolwide community, I think we've really realised this year how hugely important service is and how much there is to get out of it. And I think the other thing is that it can be really fun as well. And I think, yeah, Harry would probably agree that you get so much benefit out of it from yourself as well as for other people who you're doing it for.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we said the Free Peaks was one of our highlights of the year, which I never would have traditionally thought that. But I think the knowledge of, even though it was a pretty tough 40K walk, the knowledge of that it was in support of Young Lives versus Cancer in that case, and that we were making a positive difference, is really what kept us going. And I think with service, as you said, it is all about that two-way street of making change, but also enjoying it too. And I think something you said earlier as well was that service can be however big or small you want it to be. Yeah. And I think that's a big message we really want to emphasize. But if you're thinking about getting involved in an act of service, it doesn't have to be anything huge. Mm-hmm. It literally can be, you know, right, as you said, writing Christmas cards. It's the smallest thing, but makes the biggest difference. And so really just get involved in service, whether it's big or small.
Yeah. I mean, the Wellington College tagline is, I think, something like pioneering education to create a better future. And I think that's why it's so important that our actions reflect this. And I think it's really about showing care within our community, which comes in the form of raising awareness for causes such as Change Please and Comic Relief through non-uniform days and things within the community, but also extending our impact beyond Wellington within Crowthorne and to the local community through our acts of service.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you've enjoyed hearing about the acts of service that we do here in Crowthorne.
And we hope really this is, however big or small, encourage you to take on an act of service of your own. Thank you.
Thank you.